because of some funeral director named Looney. That's his name, some individual named Looney. They believe that dead bodies are clotted, that the blood's clotted because of the WHO recommended booster regimen. So they're basically goo bloods now. And you get them on the embalming slab, and people are noticing and big clumps of goo are coming out of the jugular. That's what is believed by a lot of people. And I wanted to kind of mention something about this because I was an embalmer at a central care facility that did the work for many different funeral homes. And right away, I think people need to know that you have to remember that the bodies are sitting around in refrigeration for a few days. And when a body's sitting there, the gravity pulls down, it settles, you have lividity wherever. So you can tell if a body's been moved because the purple staining of the skin from where the blood settled will stay that way. So if someone's rolled over, they're going to have the settling, the lividity on their back. So my point is, the instant that the blood stops circulating, it's pretty much settling. It's going to have lividity. It's going to have clots. And when you're pumping the embalming fluid into the carotid artery, you're simultaneously concurrently draining the blood from the jugular. And you have a long forcep in the jugular in order to maintain the opening and to allow the blood to come out. But while the embalming fluid's going in, your job as an embalmer is to ensure total, the fluid has to go everywhere. You can't let it miss anything. And if there's a clot, yeah, it's going to miss it. And so just as a routine, as you're washing the bodies, you're actually like flexing the arm, moving it back and forth, same with the leg. And you might even find that when you massage the, I mean, this is dead, I know it sounds terrible, but this is what you're doing, you actually might see blood clots come out as you massage the bottom of the feet. It just jumps out the neck. And these are big clots that everybody has when they're dead and likely alive. My point is, this is a routine thing that you deal with. Part of embalming is making sure you have a constant drainage. You don't want these blockages from clots. And so you're constantly extracting clots with the forceps. Not only that, but anticoagulants are used in embalming solutions because the blood thickens. The idea that this is somehow caused by Dr. Fauci is ludicrous. Not only that, but embalmers don't know who's vaxxed, and not every body that goes through a funeral home is embalmed or embalmed the same way. What I mean is, if somebody's been autopsied, then likely a lot of their blood is already drained. How would you know if there's clots in it? Or somebody's been stabbed or shot or whatever. There's no way you can tell. My point is, I don't believe it. I think it's nonsensical. And I also want to point out that FEMA coffins are also just burial vaults. These are just myths, is what I'm suggesting. But until I see some evidence, I tend not to believe things. But there are people passing this story around. And look, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm pro you having your own opinions. I don't have an opinion. I'm not afraid of the pokey. I think it's a hoax. I think it's all about fear. I think they want you to be fearful of the pandemics. They want you to be fearful of the thing. They don't care. Just pick a side. Be afraid of the thing or the cure. Be afraid of the infected or the ones who are pushing the cure. As long as you're afraid, they can work with you. Going through some comments.